Lakeland. Fort Saskatchewan Vigreville UCP candidate, Jackie Armstrong-Homanyuk, is one of the most recent Alberta politicians added to Russian President Vladimir Putin's list of banned officials. As a proud Ukrainian and vocal opponent of Putin's war in Ukraine, Armstrong-Homanyuk released an April 13 statement expressing her pleasure at the news. "I have never been happier to be on a list," she said. Armstrong-Homanyuk was elected as MLA for the Fort Saskatchewan-Vigreville constituency in 2019. The area also includes the Two Hills and Murnim areas, south of St. Paul. She was appointed Parliamentary Secretary for Ukrainian Refugee Settlement on October 24, 2022. "Putin is fighting a losing battle. News of this ban only strengthens my resolve against him and his evil regime." Armstrong-Homanyuk, who chairs the Advisory Council on Alberta-Ukraine Relations, said she has been actively opposing the war in Ukraine since before it officially began. "I welcome all Ukrainians who have made Alberta their new home, and I send my prayers to all those fighting for their freedom and sovereignty in Ukraine," concluded Armstrong-Homanyuk. Armstrong-Homanyuk is among 333 Canadians listed on Russia's recent personal sanctions, including officials, politicians, athletes, and public activists. The move is done in retaliation to what Russia perceives as hostile actions by the Canadian government. Over 70 Alberta MLAs were listed in the newest sanctions. Last year, 6 UCP and NDP MLAs were banned in December, including David Hansen, MLA for Bonnyville Cold Lake Street. Paul. On December 13, 2022, Hansen told Lakeland This Week, "I wish I knew the reason I was selected so that I could do it again and share my method with my colleagues so they too could share in the honor." Other Albertans named in the December Russian sanctions include UCP MLAs Nate Glubish and Tyler Chandro. Darren Belos, Lauren Dack, and Sarah Hoffman of the NDP were also named. In December, Canada imposed its own measures against a total of 67 individuals and 9 entities complicit in human rights violations around the world, according to information from a December 9 federal government news release. "Dignity, freedom and justice are pillars of Canada's foreign policy. As the world witnesses the trampling of human rights of people in places such as Russia, Iran and Myanmar, we are reminded that we can only create change by standing up and defending the values that we hold dear. There is more work to be done, but Canada will never stop standing up for human rights," said Minister of Foreign Affairs Melanie Joly at the time. In response, 200 Canadians were barred from entering Russia on the basis of reciprocity, reads a December 9, 2022, statement from Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs.